especially after he told me about all those children. He says he comes in at night counting noses. Now, that would be what you'd call a passel of kids, right? A person who goes to elementary school, you'd call him a what?
Go to elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Or go to high school, you'd say he's a what?
Somebody you call him a senior, or you call him a card high, he got in his grade.
All right, what about going to college? You'd say he's a college...
College student.
A girl or a woman in an office who takes care of her employer's mail and takes his dictation and type, she's his...
She's the office girl, we call her office girl, or...
Or a sex...
A self-employed or something.
Mrs. Cameron's over there whispering.
Well, I might not understand it, but who takes care of?
She takes care of it, does his work. She's his second.
Well, office maid, I would call it. If you take care of all you and me and bookkeeper.
No, that's not what I mean. No. Tell him what you mean, Mrs.
Secretary. I couldn't think of secretary.
You really only had to tell him about one answer.
I couldn't think of secretary. Of course it is a secretary.
He just gets, you know.
You've only had to tell him one thing. Mm-hmm. One thing. I think he's fantastic. Anyone born in the United States, talking about your nationality, anyone born in the United States is what?
Well, he's born in the United States. He's American. Right. Yeah, he's American. Yeah, he
that's
is.
What I was looking for.
I think about someone born out of the United States and come in here.
No, I wasn't.
No, I just thought you asked me about Aline or something.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm going to go back to this about people again. I'd ask you about what you call people, if you ever call them peckerwoods or anything. How would you refer to white people who are just aren't well off and they're lazy and they don't work? They're what?
That's what you call a peckerwood.
That's a peckerwood. Aha! I knew I'd get that sooner or later.
I've heard some white people.
They call one. They call one of that.
Call one of
Yeah, they call one of that, but I don't.
What would a white person call another one?
You call him Peckerwood.
Yeah, she said something else.
Call him a cracker.
Would you be likely to call him a cracker? No, you'd call him a Peckerwood.
No, I wouldn't call him.
I ain't gonna call him that.
I ain't gonna call him that.
One more term here. Anyone who from out in the country and he goes into town and he kind of stands out because he doesn't know about town ways, he would be a what?
Well, if we come to the country, go to town, he's standing around and he don't know much about it. Well, I don't know what you call that kind of person. Because sometimes I might be talking about myself about standing around and don't know nobody in a strange place. Me standing around there.
Well, it kind of sticks out. Do you have any ideas about that, Mrs.? Ever hear him called a country Hoosier? Or a redneck?
Well, something like that,
If someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go somewhere with them, he says, hey, you're going to be ready soon? You might say, I'll be with you in just a minute.
Right. Just a minute. Sometimes that minute's a long minute, but still.
If you know you're on the right road and you aren't sure of the distance, you know, like to Jackson,
yes,
you might